Hi, David.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, it's actually pronounced Lysay.
Sorry, I'm actually pronounced David.
David Navita?
Navidad.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Scriptical. And we already said our names.
I know, we don't have to do that part.
If you watched the movie that we're doing this week, then you'd get that joke. And if you didn't, I'm sorry that went over your head. You're just too short. We're watching or talking about...
Get Shorty?
No. Pop Star. Never Stop, Never Stopping.
I know. What a great title.
I love it. I love it. This is a 2016 film. And if you haven't watched it, I suggest you watch it. And if you have watched it, you're welcome. It's such a good movie.
It is. This is the most modern movie we've done, I think.
I feel like it is too.
Don't think we did anything past 2016.
No, I feel like same year as my vehicle.
That's right.
I just realised that.
Yes, you purchased a new vehicle.
I did. A new secondhand vehicle.
Well, yeah, but
she's new
to
me.
New to us.
Yeah, she's new to me.
Yes.
And yes, I lost count how many times I've watched this movie.
It's very good.
And you noticed something for the first time in this movie that you've never seen before, and we've watched this movie countless times.
I know.
Countless times.
It's one of those movies, this one is one of those ones where there's lots of stuff happens in the background.
Yeah.
And you sometimes just don't see it, and you keep watching and watching, and you're like, next time you see it, I saw that part.
Yeah.
And because I was watching this very closely this time,
yeah,
to try and make my page and a half of notes, as I have, I saw some things that I hadn't seen before.
Disregarding my information that I gather, I've done 3 pages of notes.
Yeah, but I don't write a lot of notes.
No, and I write really detailed what-ifs because sometimes I forget the context, so yeah, I tend to put them in a context. So
as
I
for
understand.
Our regular listeners who have heard us many times before, I will write notes that I don't remember, and I usually just go, let's just move on from that one because
yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, they go unrecognized.
I know. I write very slowly. And you if do. I wrote all my notes out like you did, yeah. I would be writing constantly.
You want to hear something absolutely shocking about this movie? I'm not even going to go into the cast yet. We're going to talk
shocking.
Budget. Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Is it shocking? Was it meant to star John Travolta?
No.
Okay.
No, we're going to go straight into budget and box office.
Oh, no, it's lost money.
Yeah.
A lot of money?
Well, its budget was $20
million. Yeah.
Do you want to guess box office now that you know that he's lost money?
$10 million.
Just under. $9.7 million. Isn't that shocking?
No,
I thought they might have had it the wrong way around.
I don't think that's shocking. I think that this movie, a lot of people don't know this movie. And
no.
It didn't and I don't think I ever remember it being in the movies.
No,
I mean?
No.
The cinemas.
But then I could have missed a lot of cinema movies too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that this is sort of a... Think if you think about it, right? So this is the Lonely Island guys, right?
Yes. Also, a lot of the SNL crew.
Yeah. So Andy Samberg, right?
I would expect it to do better, at least in America.
Okay, but Andy Samberg, Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
yeah,
great show.
Yeah.
But
Brooklyn Nine-Nine would be after this.
Was
movie.
After this, yeah.
Yeah, this is prior.
So Andy
sorry.
Samberg, not known for really anything, was he?
Not that I'm aware.
He was
of.
In the movie Hot Rod.
Yeah, but we're Australians too, so. SNL would have been his big thing, and I just feel like,
yeah,
okay, fair enough, we didn't know who he is, but I figured Americans should know.
Sort of.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. Mm. But then you know what? Okay, let's think about it, right? The movies that came out of people who were SNL ones in the 80s and a bit of the 90s did really well. But if we think about the other ones, the ones that came out in the 2000s and stuff, so think about Corky Romano.
Yeah.
I don't think that did well.
Yeah.
Then Night at the Roxbury. Don't think that did well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think SNL cast going into their first movie ever
comedies
do well.
Comedies never get the justification that they don't. Because they usually can't get Academy Awards and Oscars and stuff.
You've got no chance
usually,
of a comedy getting
no,
one.
No, so you're doing it for the love of it. You're not doing it for the
you're
accolades.
You're doing it for the money,
too. Oh,
they
the money,
make a lot
absolutely.
Of money
absolutely the money, yes. But you're doing it for the love of it, basically. And the money, but...
I mean, I enjoy comedies. Some people don't like comedies at all. I don't understand. I couldn't be in a world where I didn't have comedy.
I need to laugh.
Yeah, I like
if
laughing.
I didn't have laughter in my life, I seriously would be dead. I legit would not be on this earth anymore.
Yeah, I feel like it's not respected. Comedic actors are not respected for comedy timing.
I know.
Because dramatic actors is where it all is
I
at
know.
When
and
you talk
I
about
am,
awards.
I am reeling in shock that is the case.
But, okay, so let's put it this way, right? I think that some of the best... what you call comedic actors, when they went from doing comedies to doing dramas, actually out-act some of the dramatic people.
Mm.
because they know how to get timing out of things, whereas dramatic actors don't do that as well. And if they do it in the opposite way, they're terrible in comedies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It just depends. Sometimes it's just a good actor is a good actor, right? Yeah. But you're not going to win it for, like, Brendan Fraser was never going to win an Academy Award unless he was in something like The Whale.
Yes. Yeah.
Never. Like, yeah. He would never have won it. I mean, I know, obviously, you're not going to win for Blast from the Past or bloody...
I think he would have probably been... Was he nominated for The Mummy? But again, I know it's not comedy, but it still had some funny bits to it.
I don't think he would have been nominated for The Mummy at all. Because I think that's another genre that isn't respected, is action and adventure.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to get an Academy Award for Arnold Schwarzenegger, are you?
No.
I mean, that's not good acting. We know acting. No. But I'm just saying, like, there are some
action and
adventure ones that actually... Yeah. Are well acted.
Yeah.
But they don't get respect.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our soapbox, I think.
Yeah, we'll get off that.
This movie deserves more than $10 million.
Absolutely. It needs to break even at least.
It's better than some of the movies we've done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have done better.
And it's got so many cameos in it, it's ridiculous. Probably that's where the $20 million came from.
Probably maybe. Budget.
So, stars, Andy Samberg.
Yes.
Jorma Taccone. Akiva Schaffer.
So Sarah, that's Lonely Island guys.
Yeah, they're the three guys.
Yeah.
Then we've got Sarah Silverman. We've got Tim Meadows. We've got Maya Rudolph, Joan Cusack, Imogen Poots.
Now, do we know Imogen Poots from something else? That's the girl who plays his girlfriend. I know her from something else.
Yeah, we do know her from something else, but I can't tell you what it
something
is.
Something more
recent. And I feel like we had this conversation when we saw her in something else and we couldn't quite twig it. And then we realised it's the fiance or girlfriend in
anyway, it doesn't that. Matter.
Chris Redd, Bill Hader, love you, Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, yeah.
Edgar Blackman, and then we've got the cameo
Justin Timberlake
cameo. So yeah,
he's not a cameo; he's playing a character.
Yeah, it's true. He's not really playing a character. Ringo Starr,
yeah.
Pink,
yeah.
Usher, Jimmy Fallon, Nas, DJ Khaled, Questlove, Snoop Dogg. Pharrell Williams, Adam Levine, Michael Bolton, Akon, Mariah Carey, Carrie Underwood. Did I say Usher? I think I said Usher.
Said Usher.
Yeah,
and there's other ones.
I think I missed James Buckley.
The ones who are like, so you've seen this obviously if you've watched this, but if you haven't, the ones that are
the documentary style, I don't think that's anything.
I think that the ones that the real cameos are kind of like Bolton and Levine and Pink and where they're actually part of the story.
Yeah, I suppose. I thought the bits were funny.
Oh, they were good. I'm not saying they're not good bits. I'm like just saying nice that that's... Bit. It's a very strange movie in a way. Because you're watching it like a movie and then it kind of becomes a documentary and then it goes back to being a movie again. Yeah. And you kind of forget... They kind of make you forget that you're watching a documentary and then they all of a sudden... It turns into a documentary again. Oh, and it cuts
like
away.
It feels like a documentary the whole time. Yeah,
I don't know, but at some points it feels like I forget that I'm watching it as a mockumentary, and then all of a sudden it'll be like, you know, someone moves the camera or talks to the camera, or they'll cut away to like, oh, that was, you know, whatever, like one of the celebrities.
Yeah.
It kind of pulls me back out and I remember I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Because there is a lot of story, like... The part where they're in the car in the limo doesn't feel like a documentary.
The bit for me where he's at home and Sarah Silverman, his manager, visits him when he's hit rock
that's
bottom.
That's not feel like a documentary
either. No, well, he goes, hey, guys, what's the name's here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, would they just be hanging around while you slept on the couch? Like, that's just silly.
That part doesn't feel like a documentary. So.
No, it doesn't. So it's just interesting. Interesting concept anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't realise until... I knew that already. So, facts about the movie.
Yes.
The song Things in My Jeep
features
Linkin Park. Must be why I like it so much, even though I don't own a Jeep. The Poppies producer that kisses Lawrence at the end.
Yes.
That's his real wife.
Oh, is it? Because she's from, like, Saturday Night Live or something. Yeah.
So, that's his actual wife. That's okay. Akiva Schaffer's wife.
That's funny.
It's just weird. Oh, my God. Are they going to have sex? Most large crowd shots were footage from 1D concerts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, isn't that funny? One Direction
Simon Cowell is also another cameo in this.
Yes, Simon Cowell. I guess we could have kept Zayn around for ages if we'd had that helmet.
I wonder if Simon Cowell is one of the producers on this.
Wouldn't surprise me, especially doing the concerts and using it their footage.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, using the 1D stuff.
Now, Seal says his scars are from wolves.
Yes.
But Do you know why he really has all those scars on his face?
We were
talking about this the other day when we saw an actor who had a very scarred face.
Yeah, like pockmarks, right? Yeah. Now, I think what it is that he was some kind of guy. He used to do hits on people, and then he had this, like, this Deadpool, and then he went to this, like, doctor who said that they would sort of cure him. Right.
I'm going to stop you there. Right? No, it's not right.
Oh,
we should ask House.
Oh, yeah? Is it lupus?
It is. It's lupus.
Okay.
Yeah. So he got it from lupus. And the scientific name for wolves is Canis lupus.
Oh, that's clever.
Isn't that clever?
It's very clever.
It's clever. So that's all the factoids I have for this movie. There was probably more, but I felt
it's a very good factoid, that one.
Yeah, thank you very much. So do you want to just dive right in?
Let's dive right in.
Okay. They talk about the bit where they broke up.
Yes.
The Style Boys broke
up. Yeah.
And I just thought, what if they replaced Lawrence instead of breaking up? What if they just replaced him with another person?
Yeah.
And kept the Style Boys going.
They could have, but I don't think that Connor wanted to keep the Style Boys going.
No.
It wasn't because he left that he was going to go anyway. Mm. I actually wrote, what if Francis wasn't a dickhead?
Mm. Dickhead. He talks about the fact is that his songs are love, what do you say, love notes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the stage is where we fuck. And I said, what if he did fuck on stage?
Well, it might not be as bad.
It wouldn't be as bad as some of his lyrics. I'll tell you that.
Oh. I wrote, what is it, Common? What if, I think his name, they've all got the different names. It's Kid Connor, Kid, I don't know. Anyway, so it's Connor, Owen, and
Lawrence.
Okay. Yeah. So what if Connor's first album wasn't a success?
Because
this is his second album, right? But his first album went like crazy and everyone loved it, right? Yeah. Now, I'm presuming that, I mean, we hear some of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that great.
No.
None of these songs are good, by the way. They all suck.
They're all right. Some of them, I downloaded and put them.
Yeah, I know. I know you like them. Lists. Okay, before we go any further, let's put our little flags in the sand here.
Yeah.
I don't like this kind of pop music.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I know you like some of it.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but I know you like some of it. Yeah. I'm eclectic too, but not this.
I loved the Hunter songs that were there too.
The Hunter songs are not too bad.
Yeah.
I am very much more a rock person.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're not pop.
And I find people who collab and just rip other parts of people's songs off to just be non-creative. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's creative. I think it's creative to create your own thing and not take parts from other people's songs and put them into yours.
Yeah.
And I know that sample in rock songs as well, but it's not the same thing.
Fair enough.
It's very different. So.
I disagree with you on that.
I think it's different. Anyway, we'll get there.
Yeah.
But what if his first album hadn't been a success?
Yeah.
Obviously, this movie had never happened because he wouldn't have had a camera crew.
Or if he didn't use, because he used his mate Owen's
beats. Yeah, if he hadn't have used Owen's beats the first time. If he'd done
it solo,
if he'd just gone solo and it wouldn't have been good.
Yeah.
Because do we actually hear any of his first album songs?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So the songs we hear the Fuck Bin Laden one. That's his first single.
Yeah.
And we hear...
I'm so humble.
I think Humble is one of his original album ones.
I reckon some of them might have been because...
Yeah, I think...
You play old tracks as well as new tracks.
I think Humble is supposed to be one of his original ones that does well, right?
Yeah.
So that's... So how different is Humble from Fuck Bin Laden?
Yeah, quite different.
You think they're different?
I do, yeah.
Okay, all right. I don't know, that sounds the same to me. They sound very similar. I don't hear the difference between the beats that Owen does and the beats that someone else has done with 140 producers.
I think they're both the same album, those two songs.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because the first one he launches is the gay rights one.
Yes.
And then he does another one, I can't remember what it is.
He does the Fuck Bin Laden one.
Does he?
Yeah, that's the first two. And then the third one is... I can't remember what the third one is. Oh, the Spanish song. That's his third single.
Fair enough, yeah.
So I don't think Humble is supposed to be from that album. I think Humble's supposed to be from his first album that's successful.
It's hard to tell because they used that song for the Aquaspin products. So it might be the new album to promote it.
Mm. Yeah, maybe it just wasn't a single.
It doesn't know. It's hard to rate. Yeah, just be humble, bitch. They don't mention much of it, but yeah, it's hard to fathom.
Because we cut in and we're, okay, as an audience, we're watching it in a documentary in an alternate universe where we're supposed to know Connor mm-hmm. and we're supposed to know his first album. But we don't know any of his.
No, we're not supposed to know, because that's why they're telling us about him.
No, but what I'm saying is, all right, so if this,
you're supposed to believe,
you treat this as a documentary mm-hmm. that is made for the universe that Connor is in, people, like, if I'm watching this documentary, I'm more likely, because it's a multi-platinum album, to know some of his songs from his first album. But we don't know any of his songs from his first album because they don't exist for us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't exist.
I understand what you mean, but I don't also understand what you mean.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to push it anymore.
Yeah, I think we're getting dragged down in.
So do we meet semantics. Tony?
Tony.
Yeah. I said, what if there were five Tonys?
Yeah. I said, what if Tony just left the exclamation mark?
Yeah, I know. What if, because is that a band, Tony?
I think Tony is a band.
I think it is,
yeah,
isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's they're a 90s
in.
Band.
Yeah. He's been photoshopped in. I don't. So that's R&B in the 90s, which I really didn't listen to much as a
kid. I'm fairly sure I've heard that before. Yeah, there was a band called Tony. Yeah. And they had like one big hit that
very
people would
boppy,
know.
Yeah, very boppy sort of stuff.
Yeah.
My what if before that last one was, what if he was more conservative with his staff?
Yeah.
He's got
39,
such
did she
a
say?
Lot 37. Of people on the books, yeah. Someone to keep him in check, punching him in the balls. A perception specialist.
Perception one
who's,
is so good.
Who's the little short dude from Buffy.
I know, that was so good.
Oh, I saw him and just went, oh, he's always played as this little shit. It's just so sad.
So he has 30-something people. One of them is his assistant.
Yep.
Which when she turns up later in the movie, you go, who's that? And yeah. I went, that's his assistant.
Yeah.
Because she's not in the movie, really.
No, I don't even recall her seeing her at
she
all.
She doesn't do anything. In the first scene, she's there just looking at a phone.
Yep.
And then the only other time we see her in the movie, she's eating pancake dog shit.
Dog shit pancake, yeah. Not pancake dog shit.
No,
dog
the other way
shit
around.
Pancake.
Dog shit pancakes.
Yeah.
And then he's got like someone to look after his turtle.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have two people for umbrellas? Yeah. One for sun and one for rain umbrellas?
Someone to who gets his weed, someone to hold his weed.
Yes.
Yeah. Suck it.
It's yeah,
it's hectic.
If you had to say you had to, I think it's 37. If you had to have 37 assistants, could you think of 37 different things in your life they could do?
I could assign an assistant to each child.
Yeah, so that's three. And each dog and cat. So that's another.
Or maybe just someone for the pets in general. I don't think my dog needs its own assistant.
Five.
But yeah,
a personal assistant at six.
Yeah, look, I could struggle to employ 10 people in my life.
I think you'd be trouble. You'd have trouble.
I just like let you just babble on.
Trouble. Trouble.
Shit.
Trouble. There's the word.
Yes, I'd have trouble.
You'd have trouble
sober,
as well.
Folks. I didn't say that. You did.
I said you'd have trouble.
I don't know what trouble is.
It sounds like something from The Labyrinth.
Oh, fair enough. Yes.
Okay. So we get to his first single.
Yeah.
Are you there yet?
I don't know where that is.
You keep going because you've got more notes. So I'm going to follow you.
So we get introduced to Owen.
Yes.
Who talks about what he needs for the setup for the tour.
Yep.
Which is all just on an iPod.
It's all on the iPod.
And I thought, what if Owen had played Harry Potter at the shows?
Well, he does later on.
Yes. Accidentally.
Yep.
Yep. And then he explains that they say that he didn't do the beats on the first album. He only did the beats on the first album, not the second one. I went, what if he did have more part in the second album? Would it have been as shit?
Well, that's the thing. They kind of imply that he
goes out on his own and he hires over 100 producers for this fucking album.
I think he said
album.
149 producers for 17 tracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
17 tracks is a lot of tracks.
That's also
too,
a lot of tracks,
way. That seems excessive even in
2016.
In our day and age. You never have that many on an album, really.
Well, this is the thing, right? 17. Albums can be as long as you want now because they're all digital.
Yes.
The albums have always been...
Back when they weren't digital, though. This is in a time when they weren't as digital.
This is 2016.
Yeah. They still...
Streaming. They've just been streaming his whole album.
I feel like I wasn't streaming back then as much as I am now. Me, myself, no, I wasn't.
I don't think many people were buying albums in 2016.
I think I streamed most of my stuff. I probably started around then.
Yeah.
But that just seems like an excessive amount of songs for an
album. Albums
have
always been the length that could fit on the physical
CD.
Media they were on.
Yeah.
So, albums used to be a lot shorter in the days of vinyl because you couldn't have much on them.
Yes.
Then they would have long play vinyls, the LPs, and they had longer albums. And then, obviously, we had
CDs.
Tape, CD, all the different other things. Once we got past CD and we started to get into like iTunes, so mm-hmm. probably iTunes would have been his album.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been big on that.
Maybe.
People probably would have been buying it.
They were concentrating on sales a lot. So yeah, he wasn't really talking about streaming or anything. It must be CD sales. Yeah, they were trying to be old school and not talk about streaming at all. It was never mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I think if Owen had done the beats on the second one, I think it would have been better. But the thinking is they never... They imply a lot of things of why it's not working, but they never actually tell you. They never actually... That's what I don't mind about this movie, is they don't actually ever say, like, the reason why he's not doing... No. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's not one reason. No. There's lots of reasons.
Yeah.
One of them is that his songs are super... what does he say? It's super offensive?
Yes.
Yeah, like, his songs are offensive.
Yes.
The beats aren't the same. No. So that's another reason. Yep. And people just got sick of him, probably, too. Yeah. Too many people involved in them.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of things. You would think that Tony, his manager, would have maybe... Because he seems to be... Okay, he's a bit of a yes man in a way, right, Tony? Yeah,
but you think he would have said, mate, you can't have a song about that.
Yeah, you think he would have maybe... What's the
point of a song about gay marriage?
I know he's his manager, so he can't really have an input. But he's also a previous recording musician, right? Mm-hmm. So he probably would have listened and would have said to him, hey, look, this is, you know, have you thought about what this means by saying we're doing this? Is this actually really, is this good or not? And mm-hmm. maybe Connor, maybe he did have that conversation, we just never saw it. But you feel like he needs guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Connor needed guidance from someone. He never got it. Tony didn't give it to him.
Yeah.
And there was no one else there. His mum's not going to give him guidance. His mum's too busy going on to it for that boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it's, she just wants the fame. She doesn't give a shit what he does.
At her age, she's the fall over girl.
Probably. Mm. Well, she does like School of Rock.
That's right, she does too.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
And then the first first single drops.
Yes.
And I thought, what if all surprises happened Thursday at noon? What if that day was just a special day for everybody?
We're going to do a surprise Thursday at noon.
He's been hinting he's going to propose to me, and Thursday is coming up.
Thursday at noon.
Fingers crossed.
So, all right, this song.
Mm.
I know it's for comedy.
Yeah.
But I don't think in the actual recording of the music video that Pink would roll her eyes and...
That was my next comment.
Yeah.
What if the people getting paid in his not gay film clip didn't visualize their issues with the lyrics? All of them.
Yeah.
Pink especially.
Yeah.
Sorry, if she doesn't like it, she wouldn't partake in this thing.
Exactly.
Like, she should just stick... Like, everybody, they're all looking at each other like, this is weird. You're being paid to be part of this film clip, not have an opinion.
Can I say that all of the people... who are not the ones who are like talking as documentary ones, but all the ones who are actually taking an active part in cameos.
Mm.
They all come off looking stupid, or they all come off. I know they're doing it like a joke thing. Haha, mm-hmm. This is funny, like making fun of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they all basically show the worst parts of celebrity.
Yeah.
Right now. Adam Levine and Pink, especially, because they're collabing on songs.
Yeah, Adam Levine doesn't do it, though.
Yeah, he's in Humble. He gets right into
it. He gets in, yeah. But he's like, he provides holographic.
Yes.
And very inappropriate holographic material for his concerts.
Yeah.
So he's right on board with it. That works for
me. Yeah, I know. I suppose that works.
So if he was going to get Pink on an album, then she should just be singing the song and not judging with her face.
Exactly.
Not that she would ever do that song if she didn't agree with it, because she has standards. So that's what kills it for me. Like, why is she doing this?
It ruins it. It ruins that song. And it ruins the idea that is a song that has been made. Like, and whoever is producing that song.
It takes the touchy out of the movie for this.
Who is producing that film clip is going, cut, no, do it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't make a face. Just smile.
If you're not beyond this, don't be on this.
Yeah.
And it ruins it completely.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, you know what? She has to make that face. Because for her actual real life persona, she has to have that, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't work for this film clip.
Yes, correct.
So if she doesn't want to be in this, don't have Pink.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she's being the rebel
inside the thing. Pick someone that would go along with such a thing, like Adam Levine did.
Yeah, Adam Levine goes along.
Doesn't make me think any less of him doing that in this movie.
Is the difference between the song Adam Levine's on and the song that Pink is on? Only because of the content. Like, Humble is kind of making fun of how much this guy thinks he's wonderful.
Yes.
But it's not wonderful, right?
No, that's right.
And Levine is kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'm okay with it because that's kind of, oh, yeah, I know I'm a celebrity. I'm a bit of a, but I'm making fun of myself. Whereas Pink is like, this song is offensive, but hey, I've sold out anyway.
Mm.
She's taking cash to be on this thing.
Yeah.
That makes her look terrible.
Yes.
In real life, not just in the movie. That's what I'm
saying.
In real life.
That's what I'm saying. You pick somebody.
Yeah.
That wouldn't take offense to it.
Yeah. So Mariah Carey's role in this, she doesn't sing a song with him, but no. She betrays herself as a bimbo and idiot.
Yes, yeah. Right? As a diva.
And
that's fine with that.
And if she's fine with that, that's great.
Yeah.
But she doesn't half do it and then go, oh, this is dumb. Yeah, look how wonderful I am. Like, I'm not the biggest Pink fan.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone loves Pink. Yeah. Right? And I'm sorry if you're a Pink fan out there and whatever. But the thing about Pink is that we all know that she started as a pop star.
Yeah.
And she basically... She was just like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. She was one of them.
Yeah.
And then what she did was, oh, I know how I'm going to get here. I'm going to pretend like I'm a rock chick. That's going to work well for my persona. So she did that persona.
I don't know if I would use the word pretend.
Well, I don't know pretend. But she changed her focus, yes, right?
Yes, yeah.
So I have no respect for that because she wasn't being authentic from the start.
You don't think that she was forced to do pop and then decided she wanted to do something closer to herself?
But she's doing it, so that's not authentic. I'm saying that if you're not going to be authentic to yourself, if you're just doing it to become popular or to sell...
Or to then sing. Just to sing.
Maybe. I don't know. I've always had a problem with that. So, yeah. I've always had a problem with it.
Fair enough.
I always have. And you know what?
I like
this, but this movie makes her look terrible. Mm. It does really make her look bad. It makes her look like she's just doing whatever, like she's selling out, but she's also rolling her eyes at
it. Yes, it makes it okay. Like, she doesn't agree with this, but why is she there?
But why would she be there? Yeah. I wouldn't be there.
Yeah, they should have got someone else.
It's like someone, all right, like you hate horse racing, right?
Yes.
Because they shoot horses.
Yes.
Don't they? Sorry, that's the song.
I want to shoot your dead horses.
So if someone came to you and said, here's, you know, a big amount of money to promote horse racing.
Yeah, I know.
You wouldn't say yes.
No.
And if you did say yes, you wouldn't get up there and then say it and then like go, ooh, and roll your eyes at it.
Yeah.
Because that's not placating you for any way. Yeah. That's just meaning that you're a sellout, but you're also trying to not sell out.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yes, it's weird. Although in this industry, it makes you feel like, okay, maybe she's being forced to do this by her record company or something like
that.
Yeah,
but
that's what they're trying to.
Don't do that.
I think no, it is strange.
You
it
can
strange.
No one can ever force you to do something. You
no, don't absolutely want to do. Not. No, so it was weird. I've just found the extras just doing the making the faces that like,
the extras
that alone,
were bad too.
Yes,
they would be fired they would get worse. New people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, why were they? They don't have to be gay people. They could be anyone. You don't that's have right. to be gay to be in the thing.
No,
I do actually like the parts where it's funny for the story, right? But where he says not gay all the time and then actually just says things that are
hokey
things.
Yeah.
I like when he just goes, sports.
Yes. Yeah. Hot wings.
He's just got like a football pads on and just turns and thinks, sports.
Yes.
And then he says something about titties, I think, at one point.
Yeah, yeah. Big ass titties or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be associated with gay, but he wants to say that he wants to make a statement that.
So I feel like, what he is trying to do is. That Macklemore song that came out about Whatever Love, that came out well before this, didn't it?
Yes. Fears before, right? Probably, yeah. Probably
so I feel like what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, all right, so that's the song the right way it's supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then if someone who is, you know, like Connor does this, they do it this way.
Yeah.
So I get the joke, right? The joke makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just the Pink part doesn't work for me.
I like the next bit where Ringo chimes in and goes, it's married now. It's legal now. I don't know what he's talking about. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not legal everywhere. It was illegal in America, but it's not legal everywhere. It wasn't legal everywhere at that point. And also.
I wrote, what if the cameos got that they were being made fun of? Like the people who keep doing these little cameo bits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Realistically. This movie is making fun of the music industry that they're in.
Yes.
And a lot of them are going along with it, like a bit tongue-in-cheek and stuff. But realistically, this is... If you take this movie to the right to the core, it is the pop industry is just about money and everyone are idiots. And, you know, like it's not authentic. And yet all these recording artists are in this movie. I feel like they missed the point of what
it's
it is.
It's almost like they're having a union strike by making this movie.
Yeah.
They're making fun of the industry that they work in.
Yeah, I know.
Without like taking on any of the damage or the accountability themselves.
Yeah, I think so. But I think that, okay, this is my personal opinion in the music industry. I think that all of that music is very fake and it's all just corporate stuff. And the fact that these people are cashing in on you know, I mean, they're writing songs in certain ways to try and make more money, but they don't really believe in what they're writing about sometimes.
What's wrong with that? Why do you have to care about what you write?
I don't know. I just feel like as an artist, you should actually mean what you're saying.
Not always.
Okay. Oh. See, I don't like the Black Eyed Peas. I'll put it right out there.
That's cool.
Just put it there. They're very bad at doing that. Should have appeared on this because they're the perfect example of this.
Maybe.
Probably because too close to home for them.
I wouldn't knock anyone else's tattoos that they own on their body because they're just generic tattoos that they've picked off the wall to put on their skin. Because all my tattoos mean something.
Oh, I'm not knocking people like that, but I'm saying if I had tattoos, you're saying the same thing. No,
you're saying the same thing. You're saying that it's pre-made for industry just to make money.
Yes, I'm saying that if you put a tattoo on yourself to make money out of it, and you didn't care about what it was, people putting tattoos on themselves, they're not doing it to make money from other people, are they?
No, but they're doing it to be part of something.
Yeah.
To be included.
That's fine to be included for something, but you're not doing financial gain.
Even just for a certain look. Take financial gain out of it.
No, I can't. That's the whole point of my argument.
People aren't making music because of money. That's not the reason why people make music.
Every person in this movie makes music for money.
They make music for money, but I'm sure that's not the reason why they started singing. I'm sure they weren't a kid going, if I can get a music career up and running, I'm going to be a millionaire.
I mean, I can't talk for everyone in this movie, but I would say there is a large majority of them who didn't make music to make music. They saw it as the opportunity to make money.
Okay. All right. We'll move on from that.
So I've got about the Ringo Starr one. What if Ringo Starr is the only logical person in the whole of this movie in terms of the music industry?
Well, he tries to appear that way.
He does. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr, who is, you know, from one of the biggest.
Did you not hear him go da doink da doink?
Yeah, I know, it's so weird.
Like he's redeemed himself? No, he hasn't. He's just the same as all of them.
He's the same as the rest
of
them.
He's just the same of all of them.
But they make him feel stoic when he says what he says about the gay marriage thing. They make it feel like he's the voice of reason.
Oh, he's just saying something common, like everyone should know that.
But you know what I mean? Like it's like that line is, you know, Ringo Starr's not an idiot. Why is this guy such an idiot? That's what it feels like they're saying. And yet he does say doink da doink at one point in this movie.
Yeah.
So anyway, keep going.
My next one was, what if he didn't feature on Turn Up the Beef? I thought it was Turn Up the Beat this whole time.
It's the first time I've heard this.
It said Turn Up the Beef.
That is what it's called. I wrote Turn Up the Beef.
I thought it was Turn Up the Beat this entire
time. Turn Up the Beef.
In other words, is it a cooking show or a music channel?
It's like Where's the Beef, except it's Turn It Up.
Turn Up the
Beef. And that's, what's her name, isn't it? That's from La La Land.
Yeah.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Yep.
That's the only thing she's in this movie. She's not even a singer.
Turn up the Biff City Rollers. The football is about to begin.
See, I'm fine with her being in this because she's making fun of it.
Yeah.
And she's not a recording artist, so she can do what the hell she wants.
No, but I don't know if she's making fun of it, but she's just acting.
And then we get Aquaspin. Is that next?
A
bit further. Also.
Not yet.
Okay, so, go.
He talks about the fact about a tricycle with two wheels becomes... I said, what if a tricycle with two wheels did become a bicycle? It wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't, would it?
It wouldn't. Tricycle means all the wheels are in a triangle.
Yeah, you
so
know
because
what?
Because there's three of them, it's because of the format in which you have the wheels.
In fact, if you had a tricycle...
Mind blown, people.
...and removed one of the wheels, the best you could do would be at one of those hoverboards. You know those weird hoverboards that he was on later on where it's got the two wheels on the side? And the thing across.
Depends if you remove the front wheel.
Exactly.
Remove one of the back wheels, you're fucked.
That's right, but that's the only way that you could remove a wheel and still make it useful. Any other wheel you remove...
No, I disagree, actually.
You reckon if you remove one of the side wheels...
Because the seat's at the front. So unless you're going to sit in the tray in the back, how are you going to get any propulsion? You can't.
Yeah, true.
You basically have to be doing a wheelie and using the two
back
wheels.
But imagine if you used one, took one of the side wheels off, you'd have to like lean to one side the whole time.
You'd be like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Did you see me on the two wheels, Julius? I can teach you that, Julius.
I want you to teach us how to do that.
I can teach you that. Come on.
Come on, do it.
Get to the tricycle. What if you listened to Owen regarding the aqua spin and they did rethink it? Yeah. You just say, if you think it's no good, we'll rethink it. And he backs off.
Yeah.
He has him.
Yeah.
He has him at a point where he's listening to him. He's not being a dick about it. Owen just backs down and goes, no, no, mate, it's all right. Why would he do that?
Okay. Owen has no confidence. And it's amazing that he's no confidence.
Right. But he has the confidence to say something about it. He goes, what did you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's an invasion of privacy, don't you think?
Yes.
So he has the balls to say that.
Yes.
Gets him to actually say, all right, we can rethink it if you don't think it's a good idea.
Yep.
And then just goes, no, 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 and recoils.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You've done the hard work. Just go, I think you should.
So if he doesn't do the aqua spin thing, he probably becomes less unpopular. See, the main thing is that he is unpopular with people because of things, the whole series of events that happen.
Yeah.
So they all would have to not happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, I still don't think that changes his album sales.
Yeah.
I don't think people aren't buying his album because of the aqua spin thing.
No, absolutely not. Or any of the others. No, but I feel like it definitely does damage to his actual, just his reputation.
So aqua spin is a make fun, as far as I can figure out, is a make fun of U2 and the iPod iPhone thing.
Yes, I thought that might have
been. That's where I think that is.
Yeah,
right?
I wasn't sure where it was in the timeline because, you know, those years for it were a bit.
It definitely
of a blur.
Is after that happened. Mm. Definitely after. So I've got, what if the dishwasher aquaspin thing actually worked?
Yeah.
Like what if it, you know, playing his song and it would put a little thing up saying, if you want to hear more of this song, please, you know, download or stream here or click a button or whatever, download it to your phone. What if it boosted his album sales? Because it might. Like,
it could have.
The thing is too, right? If it's a fridge or a whatever that every time you open it, hopefully there'd be a setting you could turn it off.
Yeah.
But
people were throwing out kettles and toasters. What were fucking toasters doing
How did a toaster do it?
I don't understand.
It's so dumb. It's such a weird, stupid thing to do.
It was weird. And I love the fact that there was no hate that went to Aquaspin.
No. Why wouldn't Aquaspin get the hate?
But I'd be all up over... I mean, as much as I was also angry with you too for just putting their music up onto my iTunes.
Okay, yeah.
I was also angry at iTunes for doing that. I should have the choice to opt in. Sorry. I should have. It's like a company unsoliciting you with newsletters.
Yeah.
If I didn't opt in, you can't do that. And I think that's actually a legal thing. You can't spam people with information unless they've opted in for it. I've had so many people at my work, they've opted into a newsletter. And then they'll get the newsletter and then send me an email going, I'd like to unsubscribe from this.
Mm-hmm.
Please remove my email address. And I've replied to them, I can't actually do that for you legally. You need to do it yourself. There's an unsubscribe button at the bottom of an email. Same as that. You should have to opt in for something like that.
Yeah, and they have opted in. So, okay, also, why would you buy the fridge or whatever if you know it's going to play that music?
Feels like people already had it in their homes.
And then they just activated it.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Upgraded or activated.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay.
I think they all got upgraded.
Yeah. Okay. Feels so like existing. In that case, yes, that's a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought it was like people buying new appliances with it in it.
Yes.
But I think the internet fridges, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Someone's looked at this and gone, there's a thing called an internet fridge.
Like an Apple. It's exactly the same thing. It's a device that
you
can get things downloaded to it and it just automatically did it for them.
Now, to get rid of the U2 album, you had to log back, you had to plug your phone or iPod or whatever it is back into iTunes and physically go in there and delete the album. Song by song, I think you had to do as well.
Yeah.
And get rid of it. And that's how you had to do it.
And then update your iPod.
And then update the iPod to it, right? Yeah. Now, that's annoying. Fair enough. And I understand why people are so annoyed by that. But seriously, it got so much heat for like if you've got a phone and you've got iPod, you've got iTunes or whatever, how hard is it just to control, delete, like said 10 songs or something, whatever it was?
Consent.
I know it's not right to do, but really people were talking about it like it was the hardest thing ever to get rid of.
It's not the hardest thing. It's just an invade.
But how are you going to hear those sweet Bono lyrics?
It's like when I get an unsolicited message on Instagram or Facebook from someone I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hi there, beautiful.
I'm sorry, I should stop creating fake accounts.
I know I can just hit block.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I know.
I shouldn't have to.
Oh, I know you shouldn't have to. I'm just, I just think it's really funny. Anyway, you can see where the root of it is. It's definitely the U2
thing. Oh, absolutely, because I did say what if U2 had learned from this. It would have been good if it was for its time. Then they're talking about album sales and ticket sales at the outdoor table near the pool.
Yeah, so there's a little bit before that, and I wrote, what if they thought so? And I don't know what that means.
This is exactly my point that I made at the start of the podcast.
What if they thought so?
Context, David. Add some context and then you'll know what the fuck what you're talking about. What if they
thought so? Oh, okay. Yes. So he goes to, there's a concert, right? And he's at like some $18,000.
18,000
seat venue, yes. And he sells 15,000, right?
Yes.
And so then Tony says, no one sells out whatever 15,000 thing. And he said, oh, that. And then it turns around.
Yeah.
And then he says, Hammerleg sold out 18,000 just the other day.
Yeah.
And then he goes, something about, oh, well, you know, it's not about selling things, it's about album. And he says something like, oh, I don't think they think so, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, so what if they thought so?
Yeah.
What if selling albums wasn't as important as selling 15,000 tickets?
Yeah.
Is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
So they get so upset about the album sales.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, as a manager, he should really step in and do more.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tony, I love Tony. I love Tim Meadows. He's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But as Tony the character... As an actual manager. I don't think
Tim's taken this to heart.
No, because he's trying to play a terrible manager.
Yes.
But as a manager, he should have at first worked out what songs were supposed to come out, worked out the release dates, worked out what was going to work out. And if he's selling 65,000 in a week, that's on him. That's not on the album.
Feels like he's just there to manage Connor, not manage his music.
I know. That's the thing. He's not there. No one's there to manage his music.
No.
He's like, doing where's himself, the record company? Terrible. Yeah. Where's the record company executive? He would be there going, what the fuck is going on?
We wouldn't let them release these singles. Wouldn't let them release this album.
Would not be doing
that. No, absolutely no. They would not give the okay for any of this.
They would not be doing that at all. That's the part that's missing.
Yes. Otherwise there's no plot.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
So then I've got, what if they didn't turn the camera off
for the Queen Bee? What if when they were instructed to stop filming, it meant recording audio as well?
Yes.
So they just stopped filming there.
But hear the audio.
But kept the audio going.
Yes, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
The boom mic was still on, but they turned the camera off.
No, I think they turned. I just think they just put the lens cap on.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So what if they had recorded that, right?
Yeah.
So we it's the weirdest thing.
Yes.
But it's some kind of weird queen bee and he has a flamethrower. No,
first it's an infestation of bees.
Yes.
And then they kill that, but then the queen comes along and they have to destroy it. Yeah, they have a flamethrower to destroy them.
Okay, so if they had recorded that, right, and then they released that as, you know,
a Connor video or something,
like any video he had,
mm-hmm.
like, wouldn't you think that Connor's got a phone? Wouldn't you think that they would be recording on their phone as well?
Well, not Connor.
Well, someone would.
Possibly, I don't know.
He has so many damn lackeys. Where the hell are they?
Yeah, I don't know where they are. They're not with him 24/7. They've got to eat dog shit pancakes somewhere else.
That's true. Yeah. So if that had got out to the public and it's shown that he had destroyed like this infestation of bees and this massive queen bee that looks like an alien or something,
mm-hmm.
do you think that that would be a positive for Connor, or would you have animal rights activists on his back then?
Possibly. Absolutely.
I feel like that's what would have happened.
Because bees are endangered now, and we know why. Thanks, Connor.
Exactly.
Mm, more hate. He probably would have got more hate.
See, this is the thing. He's already on the downward spiral. You can't stop the way he's going.
No.
Nothing they do nothing they do there kind of changes the story.
No.
And that's all on, what's her name? Vanellope.
Sarah Silverman.
His publicist.
Yeah. Vanellope.
I don't know her name. Sarah Silverman.
The glitch.
That's all in the glitch, right? Yeah. Now, that's her job.
Yes.
Feels like all of his management, like a lot of blame seems to go on Connor.
Yes.
And a lot of blame seems to go on Connor having all these other people in his life.
The
people who are actually in his life are supposed to be doing work for him.
Are
not doing their jobs. Yes,
correct. I agree. Then they get ready for another concert.
Yep.
And they chant out, feed off their hate. And I thought, what if every artist got pumped before concerts with that chant?
Jesus Christ.
I thought, what if, and then what if you could extend it to other artists like painters?
Feed off their hate.
Right before you put paint to canvas, you have to go, feed off their hate. I mean, I reckon if I chanted that to myself every morning, I probably would do much better in my life. But, you know, that's just me.
So have we got to Bill Hader yet?
Not yet.
Okay, keep going.
I just thought, what if Connor was sued by, I don't know, someone with rights to Mona Lisa or something to do with Bin Laden?
No, like, how no one's is got he allowed rights to Cerna, Mona Lisa. I suppose the Louvre could sue him. Yeah. But they don't really, they own
what
the Mona Lisa.
What he sings is pretty defamatory.
Oh, yeah,
his
it looks
painting.
Like a garbage pail kid.
Yeah, you're a, what a something piece of shit.
Yeah, you're an overrated piece of shit.
And the Bin Laden, and the Bin Laden thing, like, I know he was a bad guy and everyone in America hates him, but I don't, I just, I thought
that
was...
song is all kinds of wrong.
Oh, so bad.
That is the worst song in all of them, you know? Like, in terms of, I mean... It's between that and the Spanish one.
Yes.
I feel like the Spanish one is worse for actually people.
Yeah.
But what he says in that song is just... Oh, excuse me. Is just...
Why acknowledge it?
I don't know.
You're an idiot. If I don't make any noise, it's because I've died from the smell.
Sorry about that. What... I've lost my old track. I think I've...
Bin Laden, the things that he talks about in those songs.
What he says in that song.
Yeah, shot in the head and all sorts of things.
And there's lots of, like, terrorize my pussy is one of the lyrics.
So
I like when they cut across to
the
girls.
Little girls yelling, singing, terrorize that pussy. Yeah, and I'm like, those poor cats, when they get home,
I know.
They're not going to understand what those songs about.
The cats of Australia have made their choice. It's not terrorizing
them. It's not Snappy or Tom. Yeah.
So that's that concert.
Yeah.
And then they, and I think they're getting ready for another one. They go to the roadie, and that's Bill Hader. Have we got to Bill Hader in the, as the roadie yet? I feel like we have.
Yeah, I think so. We're up to it now.
Yeah. So I've got, what if Bill Hader had flatlined himself to death?
No roadie.
I know. He wouldn't have a roadie.
Why do they have a roadie anyway?
Well, he's tuning guitars.
I know. No one uses a guitar.
Is there any guitars in this whole movie?
I don't think so.
It's really weird. It doesn't feel like there's any instrumentation apart from Owen.
The only thing he would be
doing
is amps. He would be moving amps.
Yeah, I know.
That's it.
So there's no guitars at all.
No, there's a lot of lighting and screens and stuff and all those sort of special effects, which he would not be doing. He's a roadie. He's not any of those people.
The most instrumentation that is in anything that Connor does or anything, any songs in this, is the last song that has a piano and it does have a guitar in it.
Yeah.
So, like... That's the only one I can think of.
That's the poppies, and that's...
Yeah, because, and that's a different thing, right?
Yeah.
But, like, there's nothing in the concert. I mean, unless there's other songs he has that have guitar in them.
Yeah. So, my next one, I don't know where this lies in the thing, and I was criticising you for context. What if Connor did style boils?
That's the next bit. What if they had done the style boys... As the opening act.
I said style boils.
So what happens is right off the thing, they have another concert and the concert doesn't go well.
Mm.
And then what's-his-name suggests they need an opening act.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, she says the record company says we need an opening act.
Yes, yes.
So you do get a little bit of input from them.
Yeah.
And so the first thing that Owen says is we should do the style boys as an opening act.
Yeah.
And he goes, they're blowing up my Twitter about it.
Yeah.
And he says, how many followers do you have? 500,000.
Yeah, I've got,
and then 500,000. And he goes, well, I've got 20 million and no one's going to ask me to do that shit.
Yeah.
Probably all bots.
Yeah. And then what if Hunter wasn't so eager? He's so polite and so eager. And I'm thinking, what if he just didn't suck his dick when he met him?
So I've got a few about that. I said, what if he had met him?
Yes. I have met me. Yes, I have met me.
And also, what if Hunter was not... blowing smoke up his ass.
Yes, yeah.
He seriously is blowing smoke up his ass.
Oh, so much.
So, now...
He single white femaled him, as he said in the end
does.
Of the movie.
Now,
really
Connor,
does.
Okay. In 2016, if Connor existed as Connor, we had Style Boys, which was some kitschy kind of three white boys doing rap.
Yeah.
And one of them stopped doing that and became this singer who does whatever he does, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that... someone like Hunter or any of the people who are kind of R&B / hip hop, whatever, would respect
him
or say nice things as they do about him?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I really don't. I mean, if it's for camera, because they're fake as shit, they would, right? Yeah. This is what I'm saying about these people. They're fakers.
But I feel like this is all done at the end of his journey.
Yeah, I know. So I understand.
That's why it's more acceptable for them to be talking on his behalf or about him.
Yeah, I suppose. Because he's come to a good place. I'm saying is that in the instances where, say, Hunter meets him, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you know, like, it's only because he's famous. If he, I don't think that he walks into that club and he gets any respect from Hunter unless Hunter thinks he's going to get something from it.
Yeah.
Right? And I feel like...
Maybe he's got no prospects for a tour or anything like that, but he's going to get a manager and he's going to get a deal. That's right. If he does,
he's getting a deal. That's what's happening. Yeah. That's why Hunter's being like he is.
Yeah.
What if Connor had gone, oh, I don't know if this is the right kind of opening act for me.
Yeah.
What if he'd said, no, I'd rather...
Because it doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit with him.
It doesn't fit.
His songs... Fuck Bin Laden does not go with Hunter's
going to... Hunter's going to eat.
Hunter's going to eat.
Yep. Yep.
It's not the same audience. Yep. It's almost like, remember when we went to that... the Goo Goo Dolls concert,
mm-hmm.
And then Bachelor Girl. And they had Bachelor Girl, right? Yeah. And Bachelor Girl's all this like,
oh, so I sweet. Walked under a bus. I'm so sweet. I think they fit together.
They kind of do.
Yeah.
But it was really funny because Goo Goo Dolls, at that point, the pop part of, like, this sort of popular part of what they did fits that kind of.
Yes.
But they have a back catalogue.
Yeah, they do.
Where they're a rock band.
Yeah, Black Balloon.
Yeah, and the actual other guy, when the other guy sings, and I don't know their two names.
No.
But when the guy who's, I think it's the guitarist or the bassist, sings. Yeah, he's got a really husky voice, and it sounds like you're listening to a full rock band.
Yeah.
And these little girls who came to watch Bachelor Girl and Goo Goo Dolls were very, very surprised when they got some of those songs.
Agree.
So, you know what I mean? Like, the kind of people who like Connor are not going to like Hunter.
Yeah, not stick around.
So I don't think... And the people who like Hunter are not going to turn up to see him in a concert and stick around for Connor. There's no freaking
basically
way.
Basically, it's just going to boost the sales. So someone will come for Hunter and then leave, and then the other guys will come for Connor.
I don't think people are coming for Hunter. I think that Hunter would be better doing his own concerts in small venues rather than large venues.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's thinking, I'm going to spend $100+ to see Hunter.
Yep.
When you could probably go and see him for like $50 at... You know, whatever it is. Yeah. Like, there's, it's not going to happen.
No, fair enough.
It's not the right vibe.
It just gets him advertised out there. It gets him associated with...
Maybe that's what it is, but it's just weird.
Then they introduced the helmet for Owen.
Oh, God.
And I thought, what if the helmet called Optimus Prime to come and get his dick tip back? Especially when he does the big call out in the ceiling, and then it brings the... And then we turned into a Transformers movie. Lots of light flares.
Oh, my God.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, my God, Shia LaBeouf in this movie would be great.
Yeah, he really would, especially when he was unhinged. It would be really good.
Wait. Oh, my God.
And back to your – it's funny that you should say that. So my next what if was, what if selling out a tour and sharing your support act was better, like sharing ticket sales with your support act was better than all the ticket sales, even though not sold out, was going to you?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Well, that was quite
how funny. Much of the ticket sales, how much is it going to Hunter and how much is going to him?
Look, I know it's probably not a 50-50 split.
Oh, it's definitely 50-50.
There's a lot that he would be losing a fair bit is if he didn't do anything at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
They're complaining about 15,000 seat arena and they sold out 13,000 seats.
Yeah, it was 18,000 and they sold 15,000.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
15,000 seats.
15,000 seats. I don't know how much a ticket
costs. Just pick smaller arenas then.
Yeah, exactly. You should just go to smaller venues. Yeah. That's what he would do.
Yeah.
But also, there is no band or artist that I've ever seen ever tour without an opening act.
Absolutely.
And I think his opening act is Owen DJing stuff, right? Yeah. Now, I think, like when Owen says, we should do the Style Boys.
Yeah.
If they did the opening act... Like, how he couldn't be in the opening act as well. So, and they're not going to get, what's his name? Lawrence. Lawrence is not turning up to be an opening act.
No, he's not. For him. No.
So, how would that ever have worked anyway?
Yeah.
But what they should have done is instead of the Style Boys, they should have maybe tried to get someone like the Style Boys. I'm assuming there is another artist, another group of kids or whatever who are like what they used to be 5 years ago.
Yeah. And then they're talking about the highs and lows.
Yes, the waves. Yeah, yes. Ride the wave.
And I just said, what if we did ask any coconut? I wonder what the coconut would say if we asked a coconut. What if people did thank me, myself, and I when we're receiving awards?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that.
So this now gets into the bit of the backstory with Lawrence.
Yeah.
So they basically show the fact that... he gets the where's the beef? He's the beef, or what it's called? Turn up the beef.
Turn up the beef.
So he gets the Turn Up the Beef award, the Poppy Award for it. And they show where Lawrence is pissed off because he doesn't say, and he indicates like he's going to say it and he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give him any credit at all. And then they talk about Lawrence's out, like his single.
Yeah.
And I went, what if the Jeep song was popular? What if it had actually, because it's not terrible.
No.
It's like compared to the rest of the songs, it's actually pretty much on par with whatever he does.
I actually quite liked it, and I didn't have a Jeep, and yeah, I still liked it.
Any of those things.
And there's also Linkin Park.
And this is the thing, right?
I'll go past it.
Is that the way that they portray this is that Owen is the one who makes all the good beats. Lawrence is the one that has the best lyrics.
Yes.
He's the lyric guy.
Yeah.
So why is his song shitty lyrics?
Yes.
Why does his song not work?
Mm.
And it's not. Is it bad lyrics or is it good lyrics? I don't know.
I feel like he's halfway there. He needs Connor.
He needs Connor because he needs the kind of charisma. He hasn't got charisma.
No.
So that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
But they kind of play it like the song's shit.
Yeah.
Right? But they shouldn't do that. They should kind of play it. They should have done something different. What they should have done is they should have shown him doing a song, but it should have shown it like he's not present enough.
Yeah, he's almost like Bob Dylan just holding cards.
Yeah, he can't sing it properly or he's, you know what I mean? That would have been better.
Yeah, not say, oh, I didn't relate to it because I don't keep those things in my Jeep.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That, see what I mean? Like they try and set up a premise on a character, but then they don't follow it through.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll keep ripping this movie apart, but I really do like it.
No, we do, absolutely do. But this is our job. This is what we're here for. And then the concert, he starts doing magic tricks.
Yes.
Fuck me. Anyway.
Well, you're supposed to fuck on a stage, apparently.
Yeah, it's where they fuck. So he's doing a trick where he changes costumes while they hold up a Karate Kid costume.
Yes.
Fancy dress costume and pull it down.
Yes.
A shower curtain and a hula hoop.
Yes,
I know. Those that don't know Karate Kid reference, you're too young, obviously. And the only way he can get the trick to work is to tuck his dick and balls back between his legs.
Yes.
And then... It goes awry and he shows himself naked, and I thought, what if Connor just to appease everybody showed his dick?
Yep.
And then as Owen falls down from the top of the stage, dies.
Oh, so yes, there's two things there.
Yeah, so he'd be from embarrassment from exposing himself to all those people.
Yep.
And lose a friend at the same time.
Yes, I think
his spiral at that point would be disastrous.
Yeah, I thought, what if he did show his dick?
Mm.
Like, what? Because it's a conundrum.
It is a conundrum.
And then we get...
We use that so much.
It's a conundrum.
And not even just when letters and numbers is on. It's a conundrum.
This is a conundrum.
That's right.
I like how in the Australian version of that show is called Letters and Numbers because the English version is called Countdown. But in Australia, we already had a show called Countdown.
Yeah, so we can't.
So we can't use Countdown again.
Yeah.
So we call it Letters and Numbers.
So fucking Aussie.
Just in case anyone from the UK is listening, that's an explanation for you.
Yeah.
Look, he could have shown his dick, but it would have been better or worse if he showed his dick.
I think it would be worse.
I think it would be worse too.
Absolutely worse.
Although Connor Dickless is pretty funny.
Yeah, he's quite funny.
They do keep making fun of him.
Yeah.
And then we get some CMZ. TMZ.
TMZ, yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about them at the end.
Yeah.
Because we'll leave all that till the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we get some of them. Keep going.
What if 10 seconds being a third of the way to Mars was a fact and not a band not a name?
That's the other one we do.
Yeah, yeah.
That is like our thing.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a band name, not a fact.
Not a fact, yes, that's right.
It's the way to Mars.
It's one of our dialogue.
It's one of our favourites, that one. So they decide to change the cycle, the new cycle.
Before you do.
Yeah.
He's asking who fucked up his trick.
Yes.
And Hunter goes off this weird tangent of maybe I did, maybe I didn't, maybe yeah. nah, I didn't. Maybe I did. And I thought, what if Hunter went mental at this stage?
He already is mental at this stage.
Mental, like absolutely mental, like started killing people, like just lost it. He already looks like he's borderline.
He's unhinged.
What is it? What's that called? Silence of the Lambs. What if he just goes full throttle?
What if he had said yes, I did do it, and Connor got him kicked out of his tour,
Or it just abandoned the this tour?
What if they had found out that it was him, right, who did it, because I'm presuming we think it's... How does he do it anyway? But anyway, find out it was him that did it. And then Connor's like, ha-ha, Hunter got me a good one on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and said, you know, like, the only way I could do it is by tucking everything back. And he knew about that, so he put it up so that you could call me or call me Connor Dickless. Like, if he had actually taken responsibility for it...
Yep.
I reckon he could have got through that.
If he twisted it, yeah, if he twisted it like that, just and he goes, right. Oh, he pranked me and whatever like that.
Oh, Hunter, yeah. He's so funny. Yeah. He's such a funny guy.
He could have also gone on a weird revenge tangent where he tried to get back at him for doing that. He doesn't seem to do that. He seems to be a tad dickless, pardon the pun.
He is a bit dickless. Yeah, he's Connor dickless.
He's Connor dickless for real. Yes. And what if Tony stopped the music?
Mm-hmm.
I think the next concert... Oh, that's right. The next concert.
No. Yeah, no. This is the... Okay, so after that, they go to the wolves.
Yes.
Yeah. They go to the part where he has to propose. He's trying to change the news cycle.
Hang on a second.
Are you sure it's that? Or is it another... No, it's another concert.
Maybe concert. I just didn't do a note on the wolves.
Did you talk about the wolves?
Probably not.
Just check. Just check on the next one.
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay, because I got so much on the wolves. Okay. So... He decides to change the news cycle. He's going to propose to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ashley Wednesday?
I thought I wrote one about the wolves.
We didn't jump it or something like that? No? No. Did you jump past something?
Hang on a second. Maybe that one was what I meant. So there's a concert, must be before the cycle, but there's a concert. I'm sure it's a concert where. Sorry, I'm spiraling now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Shall
I just do mine?
Yeah, go.
For the wolves? Okay. Because that is the next thing that happens.
Yeah, no, it is the wolves. Sorry, I'm thinking it's the concert where Hannah won't get off the stage.
No,
this is the wolves situation.
Okay. So, what if he'd chosen someone else to sing? What if it was Elton John?
Yep.
Or what if it was...
Duran. Hungry Like the Wolf.
Hungry Like the Wolf?
Yep.
Because, you know, like it...
There's no mention that Seal is something important to her.
No, nothing at all. The wolves are
because she was a wolf in a past life.
And they get Seal to sing. Yeah. I mean, they could... Like I said, they could have been... I mean, Elton John would sings for everyone at their special events. Mm. Elvis Costello. Could have been anyone, right? What if it was someone else, not Seal?
Yeah.
Because Seal comes off as a bit of a badass in this one.
Yeah.
So I had that one. And then what if he had proposed earlier? So he takes his sweet ass time to actually do the proposal. Just enough time for the wolf to break the chain and start mauling people.
Yeah.
And then I've also got, what if they had taken the wolves away or the wolves didn't get free? Because the wolves have done what they need to do now, right?
Yes, yeah.
She sees the wolves, that's great. The handler, instead of him going, we've got to cut the music, he could have just said, we've got to take the wolves away because they're getting agitated.
Yeah.
And if they had just done that, they had just taken them away and caged them back up again.
Yeah.
No, wolves never get free.
What if Tony cared about his guy and stopped the music?
Yeah, he could have.
Yeah, they're getting agitated. No, we can't stop the music. Well, then say take the wolves away. Like, he didn't seem to care about the safety of anyone in the situation. No one gives a shit. No.
And, like, once again, what if this is Elton John?
Mm.
Would he have been such a badass?
Would they have had crocodiles instead of wolves?
Oh, that would be terrible. La. And if it was Duran Duran with wolves, I don't think Simon Le Bon is wrestling a wolf to the ground.
Definitely but
then,
not.
This is the thing, is they show him like he's a badass, Seal, right?
Yeah.
But then he gets mauled by the wolf. He's being really nice to him and the wolf jumps and gets him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the next thing is Seal to sue Connor for real.
Yeah.
That's a pretty dick move.
Yeah.
But it's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
It's not his fault at all.
No.
So, and then it's all about, oh, look what Connor did to Seal, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway.
He makes him out to be a monster. What if Connor was killed in that scenario?
That's right.
Then he probably wouldn't have been the, I don't think they would have made him the object. I reckon he would have probably got like a lifetime achievement Grammy or Poppy or whatever it was.
Probably lifetime achievement
Poppy. They tend to do that sort of stuff. And then
lifetime achievement for like two albums.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he was dope since he was the age of two.
That's right. Since so he's one.
Technically, with the drums. Technically, he's put his lifetime in.
That's true.
What if Owen watched Mean Girls and not The Parent Trap?
So my one is, This one I think is really good. Owen does a scriptical on Parent Trap.
Yes. Yeah. He does. Previously on the Parent Trap. And then all of a sudden they're in the green room.
Yes.
Watching TV, and we're introduced to, I don't know if we're already introduced to, but the guy that does his cooking, his chef,
yes, who's
Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
And I thought, what if food prep was done in a kitchen?
Yeah.
And not in the room where people are sitting and watching TV.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's doing food prep in the room.
You do see him earlier, but this is the time where he starts cutting and he goes, you're cutting too loud.
Yeah.
Why is he doing it in the room?
Usually catering is done prior to the people being there.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and
weird.
And not done in the room.
It's very, very weird.
It's very strange. It would make, you know, it'd make kitchens and cafes and restaurants a bit different. And then the Parent Trap is put in place.
Yes.
And they're stuck in a limousine together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what if Lawrence had got out before the fans had broken in?
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have had that whole exchange, which I think does kind of...
It helps a little.
It gets them just to vent at each other.
Yeah, it does help a little bit for later on.
It
but
helps
I think...
Lawrence get his argument out.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't had a chance to yell at Connor
yes,
yet.
And Connor come when Connor goes to see him at the ranch.
Yeah,
he instantly comes and apologizes.
Yes,
and not in a good way. He doesn't need Connor way.
No,
but he knows what the problem is.
Yes, he realized because I don't think Lawrence ever mentioned it. He just left.
No, and he probably wouldn't have known what to say.
No, absolutely not.
I think that's fair enough.
So it does. It is beneficial that he is there. It would have. It makes things with their reunion much much faster.
So there's another single that gets released, mm-hmm. the Spanish one. Are we up to that yet?
Don't know if that's it.
Okay,
I just
you keep
the,
going through your
I
notes.
Just remember the concert where Hunter is 30 minutes over. That's my next one.
Okay, keep going because I haven't got anything for that.
Okay, so Hunter's 30 minutes over and Connor is waiting to get on stage and he just busts up.
Yep.
And I thought, what if Tony just did his job and got Hunter off and not in a sexual way?
See, I think that Tony... He's also Hunter's manager, so he's trying to get the best for that person too.
Yes, yeah, but...
But he's terrible.
There are people there that are there to see Connor. 30 minutes is too long.
Exactly.
No support has their business being there for 30 minutes
no,
over.
No, that's right.
And then, you know, Connor goes on, then he needs to usher Hunter off the stage.
Like, yeah, Tony's a terrible manager.
No, he's got none of that. And then what if there was fun in collating?
Oh, okay. So I think that there is the reason why I said about the Spanish one is because I said, what if someone had explained to Connor how inappropriate his songs were?
Yeah.
Because I think that's where I came up with the Spanish one. And then I said, what if he's yelled out to Tony about Hunter, kick him off the tour, Doug.
We can't. We got ticket sales. We can't do that. And then there's another one. What if it was the thought that counts? I'm not sure what that relates to.
Oh, that's the pancakes.
Oh, that's right.
That's
yes.
the pancakes. So he decides to make pancakes for them.
Yes.
He has these hangers on, right?
Yes.
Have we got to the point where the turtle dies yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Next. So he has these hangers on.
Yep.
And basically he decides to test them
yep.
by making pancakes with dog shit in them.
Yes. How he collects dog shit from his yard when he doesn't have a dog is beyond me.
I don't know. Maybe he orders dog shit.
But he's getting him out of bushes around his yard and stuff.
Yeah, I don't
so unless
know.
They have wild wolves.
Maybe the wolves were there.
Maybe he stored them there for a bit. So he put dog shit in the pancakes to test and see if they would be honest. And of course, as the lackeys do, they don't tell him anything except how great it is.
That's right.
Owen tells the truth. And he passed the test.
And then the assistant, his PA, continues to
them.
Eat them afterwards.
Yep.
So I wrote, what if the assistant gets sick or dies from the pancakes and then sues him?
Yeah.
She can't sue him if she's dead, but if she gets sick and then sues him, that's another negative story.
Yeah.
He served me dog shit pancakes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he'd be done for it.
That'd be gone.
He wouldn't be getting on the poppies after that.
No, definitely.
No way they would let him on. And then Maximus is really sick.
Yep.
And I thought, what if Connor just ran through the paparazzi? He stops and just lets him. He doesn't even try to get out.
I know.
Like, you could proceed very slowly and get past them. Mm-hmm. He might have saved his turtle at that point, and then he wouldn't have spiraled even further after that.
Yeah.
And then it was, what if a Viking pool funeral meant party?
Yeah, why is he still... He knows these people are no good, right?
Yeah.
Why is he still letting them hang around him?
I know. I don't understand.
He should tell them all to get lost.
Yeah.
Like, he's done the test and they've failed, right?
Yeah.
But he still doesn't get rid of them.
Mm.
Because you know what? He needs them.
Mm.
That's what it is. He doesn't care if they like him or not. He needs them around.
Yeah.
They boost his ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just knows he shouldn't listen to them anymore.
No, that's right. Having a pool party while your turtle's burning in the pool is just a bit...
That is really wrong.
He just lets them do it. He doesn't seem to care. No.
And then obviously he... You keep going because there's a few more things that happen.
Oh, my next one isn't until Silverman gets him to see Owen's set at the club.
Yep, I'm at that point
in
too.
In his spiral.
Yeah.
And I just thought... What if Clay Aiken did do the vocals on Owen's stuff?
Could. I mean, I don't think Clay Aiken really suits it.
No, probably not, but, you know.
So he decides when he goes out, he has to put his makeup on.
Yep.
And so this is one of my favourite bits because they reference forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yep.
And they said, you look like Jason Segel.
Yep.
Oh, I have to forget Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, you gotta forget
her. He's gotta forget her.
Yeah.
So I went, what if he had dressed up like Kunu?
I don't think you're ready.
I don't think you're ready to go on tour.
Okay, you're ready.
Oh, and goes, I think I'm ready.
Well, but what if Jason Segel turns up and starts hulking out on his imitation? like being told not to let your dog
some dog shit from
maybe
somewhere.
Maybe that's where the dog shit came from.
He got it from him.
Yep.
From Sydney Clavin. Yep.
Clavin.
No, Peter Clavin. Yeah. Sydney.
Poitier.
I don't know his last name. Yes. I know it's Peter Clavin.
Sydney Harbour. And then... They go and make amends with what's his face?
Yeah, so he realizes that he needs to make amends with Lawrence. He's done it with Owen. Like he's explained to Owen, and he realizes what he's done wrong. He's done the wrong thing. So he decides to go and make amends. Anyway, he decides to make amends with Lawrence, and he goes to the ranch.
Yes.
So this is also another great part because he starts off by saying that he put in all the work and he, fine, you helped a little bit with it. And by the end of the conversation,
he admitted that he didn't even write anything.
Yeah. He just took it.
Yeah. I was there bright and early. Okay, I was a little tardy that day.
But I stayed and I stayed put the work back. In.
Actually, I remember leaving early.
Actually, I wasn't there at all.
That scene was great.
Yeah, it's
that,
so good.
That whole dialogue was perfect.
That's
I really
very
loved
much
it.
An Andy Samberg.
Yes, yeah.
That's his bread and butter, that stuff.
Yeah, and he did it well.
He does it so well in that one.
And then as they're leaving the ranch, and Owen notices he has a book on being a better friend.
Yes.
And he goes, well, it's good because I know he can read.
Yeah, that is quite good.
That makes me feel good. And I thought, what if that book on being a better friend was just all pictures?
So what if he had... When he passes on the poppies, because she calls him and he passes.
Yeah.
What if him passing, he misses out?
Yeah.
He doesn't get to do the poppies. They would have just moved on.
No, unless she waited.
Maybe she waits.
But maybe she was going to give him 10 minutes and then call him back.
Yeah, I reckon she
waits. But I feel like it would have gone to the next person.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely someone she manages.
So when we eventually get to the poppies, right, so that's the next bit, isn't it?
Yes.
So we go to the poppies, right? And he gets told that his set's been cut in half. Oh, do you want to do the bit? Oh, there's a bit before that with Hunter the Gatherer.
Oh, yeah.
Prior
to that, actually, what if they weren't all high? Like, does that change anything? Mm-hmm. Does it change them writing that song? Does it change them?
I think it does.
Agreeing to do the pop, like telling him to do. They were very agreeable about him doing the poppies and saying that, you know, we just want you to be happy. We don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I think we've become friends now.
Yes.
That's the everyone smoking.
What if it was just the weed talking?
Could be.
What if they didn't have the weed in their system and they
what if they hadn't
so,
agreed? What if they
so chill about it all?
What if they had not agreed to join him at the poppies? What if they just said, no, that's your thing? Yeah. Lawrence might have gone, I don't want to be back in the music industry again.
Yeah.
Owen's like, I'll come and DJ for you, but I'm not gonna do Style Boys or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they just jump straight back in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so quick.
I think Lawrence hates the farm life, so he's happy.
Yeah, he realizes how much farm being a farmer sucked, as he said. The start of the poppies thing, where they discover that Hunter's got his own crew doing a documentary.
Yep, yep.
So does Snoop.
Yes.
Surprise, motherfucker! Surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker is good.
Yep. But
see,
that
I'm fine
show,
with Snoop being
that
in.
That show airs on Thursdays at noon.
That is surprising.
Because that's when you have surprises.
Yeah.
Thursdays at noon.
Thursdays at noon. You checked your notes.
I did.
That's where it is.
That's when they air that
You schedule that in.
Yep. Because that's when Surprise Thursday at noon, motherfucker, surprise.
Can I just say, Snoop in this movie, I have no problem with what Snoop does because Snoop just plays Snoop.
Yep. He's fine.
He doesn't say anything positive or negative about the characters.
Yeah, he's just there. Him. Yep, he's just there.
Yeah, which I do like. I appreciate Snoop for being Snoop in this movie.
Yeah. And then they have the thing where he, single white female, G, blah, 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 blah.
Yep, yep.
My next one isn't to when there's an award being...
Yes, and they do the award, yeah.
Yeah, with Mariah Carey and Hunter.
Yeah, and he starts doing the aqua spin.
Yeah, yeah. And he talks to her like a piece of shit. And I thought, what if she killed Hunter on stage?
She's going to. She comes back for him.
Yeah, she's so fucking funny. It's really
good. She comes back for him. It's fucking...
It's good.
It's crazy.
And then Tony yells at...
Yes.
Or Tony gets yelled at by Hunter.
Well, no, it's a
combo.
No, Hunter tries to...
Hunter
then,
blames him for it.
And then Tony just snaps, right?
Yes.
And he says, I will eat your head.
And I said, what if he ate his head?
That's what I wrote.
We both heard that line, went to go write, and then David went, you do it. And I'm like, no, we both write it down. And then I thought, which one? Which head is he referring to? Because he's got two. I mean, I'm not gonna gender assign Tony or know what his preferences are.
Exactly.
No, I don't want to.
And then I love how Tony comes back and he's looking at it like, oh shit, like back, but he's with the crew again, right?
Yeah.
They forgive him instantly for what he's done.
Yeah. Because it's just business.
It's fine, you know. But he could be a better manager than what he is. Yeah. Anyway, that's fine.
Yeah. What if Lawrence's journal had just mediocre thoughts?
They are mediocre thoughts.
They are.
They're pretty bad.
What if a garbage man was actually smart?
That one's terrible. Some of them are slightly interesting.
What if a butterfly was made out of butter?
I know. They're very much stoner thoughts.
Oh, so stoner thoughts.
Should have been stoner thoughts.
Incredibly stoned.
That's better.
I thought of these thoughts.
So, yeah. So they, before they do that, he gets the part where they've got to decide. Mm. Now, here's the question for you. Do you think that the Style Boys song, because they were going to do one new song of Connor's and one Style Boys song. Do you think that they were going to do, he was going to do the Fuck Bin Laden song? And do you think he was going to do I'm a Style Boy for Life, whatever that donkey roll thing is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to do two separate songs? Or do you think they always plan to have Michael Bolton with the Style Boys and Incredible Thoughts?
I believe so, yes.
They were always going to do Incredible Thoughts.
Yeah.
So he does choose them.
They were going to do Incredible Thoughts, and then they were going to do his own song.
His song, yeah. So I would put it to you that it's a good thing for him that they cut him down to 3 minutes.
Yes.
Because if they had done Incredible Thoughts,
yes,
which does so well with this audience, and then they rolled into one of Connor's songs,
yes,
no one would have liked it.
No, absolutely not.
And that would have removed all the goodwill that was there.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
So I do love that because that's the same, the wife of Lawrence's character, character or the actor for Lawrence.
Yes.
I can't remember his name now.
Akiva.
Akiva, yeah. So I think the fact that she's there, he's looking at me. No, he's looking back at them.
Yeah, I don't know. I could go either way at this point.
I could go either way at this point. Yeah. And then they do the start and they do the song, right? Now, I'm assuming that they took pieces from a Grammy Awards for the audience reaction.
Yes.
So I went...
Because they got Aerosmith guy and...
So, yes, I wrote, what if they didn't invite the lesbian bookstore owner? As soon as I saw Steven Tyler, I was like...
I don't think they had a choice, honey, because I don't think he wants to miss a thing.
He doesn't, no.
I doubt he does.
He missed something last time, but he doesn't want to miss a thing.
My one isn't to the very last.
That's it, I'm done.
I've got one more. Wow, you threw that away.
Threw it
away. My last one is at the very, very end,
yep,
where Connor shows that he's got a new Maximus.
Yes.
And how everything is... He just wraps everything up with a neat little bow.
Yep.
And then he gets attacked by a werewolf. So what if... But what if Turner. Fuck! Let's start that again.
What if Turner?
So he's attacked by a wolf.
Yes.
What if that wolf turned Connor into a werewolf? And then the sequel is about that new life for him whilst he rekindles his Style Boy career.
I'm a werewolf for immortal life.
Full moons.
I have immortal life.
Does he go after Seal for revenge after the suing, after the legal action?
Maybe.
Like, you know, what happens there?
See, this is the thing. It makes Seal look like very petty.
It does.
Not
it
like Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
You went for you're a Tom Petty and I'm a Tom Petty and together we're Tom Petty. No, Heartbreakers.
Heartbreakers, that's right. Reference, love it.
I referenced the movie we're doing.
Oh, dear. So I hope you enjoyed Popstar. We did. Oh. Even though we did rip it to shreds, I still enjoy this movie. And it's still one of my favorites.
It's very good.
Absolutely. You need to pick the next movie that we will be doing on this podcast.
Yep.
Have you given any thought?
I've got it.
No pausing needed.
No pausing. I thought of it today.
All right. What's up?
So we are going to do a nice little film about some prehistoric birds.
He's on a glitch then.
We're doing a movie about some prehistoric birds. We're going to do Jurassic Park.
Ooh! Do,
1993, Jurassic Park.
Wow.
Starring the guy from Seinfeld. Sam Neill.
There's also what's his Jeff name? Goldblum.
Wayne Knight. Stars Wayne Knight.
Oh, yes, he's in it. Stars. You made it sound like he's the main character.
Laura Dern, Sam Neill, yeah. Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
Attenborough. Kids. What's his name?
Attenborough.
No, it's Richard Attenborough. It's Richard Attenborough. It's the brother of David Attenborough.
Is that his actual name?
That owns the park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Richard Attenborough, isn't it?
Is that his character's name?
No, I think that's the actor. I'm pretty sure it's Richard Attenborough.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's who's in Jurassic Park. We'll have
to find out when we watch the movie next week.
I'm sure that's him. I'm sure that's David Attenborough's brother.
Oh, we did not see that. Did not know that. I thought you were just being funny because of the way he talked and the way he walked.
I'm not being funny. I can tell, by the way. There's no Chris Pratt in this one, so it's... No, and he doesn't say, it's a me... The guy who's in a park.
It's me, not the Pratty Boy.
So, if you haven't seen Jurassic Park before, go ahead and watch it.
If you haven't, what the fuck?
Well, there might be young people.
Yeah, but it's dinosaurs. Yeah.
There's a guy at my work who said something about, we were talking about like our ages and stuff.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, well, I was born the same year the Jurassic Park came out. And I went, what? I mean, they still allowed babies after that point. I mean, I have my own kids, but you know what I mean? Like, someone born in 1993, I was like, huh?
Oh, wow. That's so funny.
My Gen X brain was like, huh?
Yep.
I was like 13. There were babies being born when I was 13?
I got my period that year.
Well, there you go. I mean, Jurassic Park, Lisa's period, they're both, you know, they both could be horrific things.
Yes, they are.
They could both really cause terror.
They do. Oh, man. I rage out like that T-Rex. Like, it's nobody's business. Ooh.
And those raptors.
When I'm PMSing, David watches his glass on the coffee table just go boom with the little ripples. Boom. Who the fuck did that?
And then I talk about chaos theory.
Yes. I am chaos.
Now, that's this movie, Jurassic Park, is going to have a lot of trivia, I feel like, too.
I feel like it's going to be nuts.
It's going to be nutso with trivia.
And we can talk about how splicing DNA from frogs would absolutely 100% work.
Oh, of course it would.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, stay tuned and listen in for next week when we discuss Jurassic Park on Scriptical. If you want to email us, you email us at scripticalpod@gmail.com.
Fuck. It's not the... And at, it's scripticalpod, okay. At scripticalpod on Twitter.
There's no the. So, no scripticalpod, S-C-R-I-P-T-I-C-A-L-P-O-D.
I'm presuming you spelled that right.
I think I spelled that right. At Gmail, G-M-A-I-L .com, C-U-C-O-M, no C-U-M.
.com. No, that's for the blue
episode. That's my private email address.
That's the blue episode.
And scripticalpod, at scripticalpod on the twit.
Yes.
Yes. So if you want to contact us, you can
please feel free to
with those avenues as well.
And if you've got any thoughts about Jurassic Park, it won't matter because we'll have recorded it well and truly in advance. But you can tell us about them and we can say, yeah, we thought about that one.
Also, if you've listened to an episode and you like us, then it wouldn't hurt to give us like a 5-star review on Spotify. Oh, yeah.
That's also helpful.
That wouldn't hurt us. We're not trying for anything, but it's nice to be seen and
It's nice to get out of single digits.
Yeah, it would be good. Yeah.
So, you know, like in the episodes we've got out of single digits, that's been very, very exciting.
Yes.
But look, I just, if you like it, you just tell someone else about it.
Yeah. This podcast with this married couple that are fucking idiots, like, yeah. it's worth a listen.
They're mental.
It's worth a listen. But yeah.
I think it is. I like it.
I listen to it.
It's one of my favorite podcasts.
We record it and then we still listen to it when it comes out every Monday.
Well, look, we're coming up to...
It's good for a Monday morning, I tell you.
I don't know how many episodes we're in, but we're eventually going to get up to 100 episodes or wherever we decide to do this.
Yeah.
But eventually I'm going to get I'm going to do a best of.
Yes.
And I'm just going to get all the best bits and put them all together.
No, don't spoil it.
No, but you know what? You know what? How long is it going to take me to do that?
Yes, it's going to be forever.
It's going to take me like days. Yeah. We do it for days.
We'll be able to release it for our 200th episode.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't think I'll be able to record the episodes for a month because I'll be just working so hard to try and do it.
That's
okay. So I want people to know how much effort is going to go into that.
It's a lot of effort's going to go into it, but it's going to be epic.
Oh my God. Some of the conversations we've already had, and I'm sure we're going to have more great ones.
Oh my God. Just so many.
Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Wayne Knight.
Yes. So yeah. Thank you for listening this week, and we look forward to being into your e-holes next week.
Bye.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.